Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Hello, South Texas and San Antonio. We love you. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. This is a great opportunity this week. I want everybody to learn a little bit about me, what I'm trying to do, the vision I have for this radio show, why I got in this business, how I got in this business, how I can improve your purchasing. That's what I want, the vision I have. And I want to thank KTSA, that's 550 AM, and now FM 107.1. I'm not supposed to say point anymore. I'm going to try to get away from that. But let me tell you, it's great. It's clear on 107.1. Because I've listened to it, and it's great. But I have my co-host here again today. I love Arnie. He has helped me so much in this radio business. He's taught me a lot. He's worked with me because I didn't know a thing about the radio business. And I want to just welcome the listeners, and I want to thank every one of y'all to listen to me and Arnie. Arnie, how you doing?
Randy, thanks for that introduction. South Texas, San Antonio, thank you for tuning in. Learn to Buy and Sell Cars. I am privileged enough again today to sit in. What's different about today's show than the other shows you've heard at this hour? Randy is got his Speedos on, and he's headed to Port A with his wife and family, so he's going to be there. But we're still going to have a great show, because in today's show, we're going to be talking about what's in it for you, the listener, and also what might be in it a little bit for Randy, and how that symbiotic relationship dealing with cars, bikes, trucks, car fleets, all kinds of different things that have wheels, good, bad, and
ugly,
are going to come into play in this conversation. So don't turn the dial just because you can't call in today. We'll be back live next week. But for now, we are just going to just let it roll, and we're going to learn a little bit more about Randy, how he's helped certain folks here that have been tuning in. Again, this is News Talk 550, and now on 107.1 FM. So if you'd like to get a little more clarity, hear us a little bit better, like to hear Randy's draw, little southern draw, a little better, get on 107.
Thank you, Arnie. I guarantee you, this is a great opportunity for me. I love every moment of it. I've learned so much, but we've had tremendous response of people coming up and talk to me, especially dealers. Everybody that I knew told me not to get on the radio, not to do what my vision was on this. And I tell you what, I've had dealers excited and are listening to my show. I've had people. We've had calls, emails, or calling my office. And if you're not a computer person, you can call me at 830-625-7159. But also, my purchasing process is on LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. You can go there and see the process, and it'll save you money. I've had a tremendous amount of calls, people saying, I've been using your system. I'm in control of the purchases I make. Let me tell you, the dealers are trained assassins. They go to school. They got books. They got classes. They got sales managers. They got sales meetings. They're prepared. They study every moment they can how to sell you, how to make more money. I get emails every day at my office how to make more money on each customer, how to close each customer. Hey, they're after every dime they can get from you. And so take this opportunity to start getting training. We go to school for everything in the world, but do we go to school for buying and selling cars? No. That's why I'm here. I want to teach you exactly how to buy and sell. Like I say, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. You can sell us a car. It's an easy process. We'll make an offer on that car where you know exactly what that car is worth, so you know where you stand. If you can sell it to somebody, you can sell it to a friend, coworker, anybody, or you can sell it to me. And it's an easy process. We've been buying lots of cars. We've had a lot of opportunity for each and every person to know exactly what they need to do. A lot of people have also taken their car to be traded in, and the dealer not give them enough. They go to our website, and I make an offer on it, and they go back to the dealer, and they say, Randy Adams is willing to give this, and the dealer gives them that much trade-in. At least you got the money. It's a free opportunity for you. You need options in your life. Take this option and know what your car's worth for the full amount, and we'll buy it. There's lots of box stores out there that say they'll buy your car. We usually beat them 9 out of 10 times, because I've got places we ship cars to Russia, China. We're number one OVE in Texas, selling dealer to dealer, other dealers across the United States. We sell to Valero. We used to sell to Tesoro. I buy from oil field companies. There's an oil field company, this has a show after hours on Saturday night. It's very interesting. I've listened to it. But I do business with H&P. I've done business with Halliburton before. I buy large groups of cars from all of them, so I'll buy any and everything. I bought police cars. I'm driving a police car right now. I'm enjoying it. It gets great fuel mileage. It's comfortable. It's safe. So I'll buy any and everything. We bought ambulances the other day. I bid on some fire trucks. So we'll buy anything that's running or not running. I help a lot of other opportunities for you to get rid of the yard junk in your front yard that your wife's saying it's ugly in the yard or ugly in the garage. I had a lady the other day, well, this was honestly about 2 years ago. I'd sold her husband a 34 Ford coupe, ran into her grocery store, and I said, I've been trying to buy that 34 Ford coupe from Jim. She said, be there tomorrow with the money and a trailer and haul it out of my garage. Of course, Jim wasn't happy with me, but that's all right. I got the 34 Ford coupe and resold it. But I'm a buyer on anything, antique cars, buses. I need some buses right now for a company. I'll buy any and everything. But I want to teach you more and more how to have the right attitude. Do you buy a car by appearance? Well, let me tell you something. 6 months from now, the appearance is gone. It's not as pretty as it was when it was flashy and new to you. Those cars get average in no time at all. The shine goes off of it. And then your neighbor looks over there and you've got just a car. I got news for you. You can buy a brand new car, run it over the curb, head home with it. And guess what? It's a used car. What do you think about that, Arnie?
I totally agree with that, Randy. This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA Radio and also now on FM 107.1. We're talking with Randy Adams, the car aficionado. They call him the sheriff out there around San Antonio and South Texas. So we're going to learn a little bit today on how Randy can, bottom line, help you, the listener, because that's what the show is about, helping you, the listener, in your particular circumstance, whether or not that's trying to sell your car, looking to buy a car, wanting to know how much your car is worth. Maybe grandma has an antique. You name it. If it's got wheels, Randy's got the answer. Randy, let's tell the folks a little bit. You discuss dealers quite a bit. You reference dealers. And I want the folks out there to understand why that is. So when Randy tells you that he knows a lot of the dealers out there, just to be clear on this, tell the folks very briefly how you know the dealers and why they respect you.
Well, I've been in the business over 45 years. I started at San Antonio Auto Auction in 1968, and I started buying and selling then. I've been with San Antonio Auction all that time, but I've done a lot of business in Dallas. I've got connections in Dallas and Houston, Odessa, Texas, El Paso, Phoenix, Arizona. But we sell to other dealers all around. At one time, San Antonio Auction, if you call there, you were from out of state, and you wanted local wholesaler to deal with, and you asked them for a list, they'd say there'd be no list. We only have one guy we recommend, and that's Randy Adams. I felt so proud about that because I tried so hard. My dad told me years ago when I got into business, he said, son, if your word's no good, you're no good. So I've been selling in cars at San Antonio Auction since 1968. I tell them the truth. The dealers know that I'll tell them the truth if I know something about a car. I sell to lots of dealers. I've had dealers I've been selling to for over 30 years. And there's some dealers that I handle all their trades. I bid cars for them. I tell them what the market is.
And Randy, those cars that you're referring to right there, and that was a key point, when you just said you buy cars from dealers, those cars you're buying are the folks that are listening to this radio station.
That's right. A lot of dealers sell me their cars. They, and especially, you know, you can't sit in an office and know what the car market is unless you're out living it, breathing it, and eating. And that's what I do. I'm out constantly. I'm at auctions. I'm at dealerships. I'm on the internet. We're working with everybody in around the United States and overseas. Like I say, Russia's back to buying. China's back to buying. We sell cars to lots of dealers all over the United States. But we want to be fair and honest. You know, we want to make a small profit on lots of cars. We sell over 200 a month. And our overhead's awful low. And that's the way I want to keep my overhead cheap, cheap, cheap. Dave Ramsey's taught me that. But, of course, my mother could have taught Dave Ramsey that because I've been in the business and I watch what I do constantly. I try to be fair with everybody. I want to tell the truth. I try to live by Timothy 1, verse 3, of chapter 3, verse 1 to 4. Look that up sometime and see if that won't fit in your life. If not, try to put that in your life, because 1 Timothy 3, 1 to 4 is a great scripture, and it'll make you happy. There's two kinds of people in this world. There's givers and takers. Givers are happy. Takers are never happy. Well, I want to give something back to the business that's made me comfortable. I love this business. I love what I'm doing. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm thrilled that I can help people. I'm thrilled that I can give you a figure that you can trade the car in or sell it to some people. I'm thrilled that when I walk into an auction, the dealers tell me, hey, keep telling everybody how bad title loans are, and they are bad. They're 330% interest. Tell all your friends, all your relatives, not to take your car to the title loan place. Friend of mine the other day took his King Ranch Ford truck to title loan. He borrowed $5,000, made 8 payments back to him. That's $7,200 he paid back on a $5,000 loan. I paid his truck off. It was $4,600. $400 went back to the principal. I paid him $2,000 over that, and then I resold his truck and made money on it. I'm getting lots of opportunities of buying title loan units. We'll buy them, but don't take your car to the title loan place. Bring it to me. I'll make you an offer. You can sell it to a friend, a relative, or whoever, and take that money and tend to your business. Don't make 3, 4, like my buddy, 8 payments back. You borrowed $5,000, you paid back $7,200. That's not a good deal. Tell your friends, be sure that they know exactly title loans are 330% interest. Nobody can overcome that. I can't. And then my CPA people, I know a lot of people who are CPAs, they're telling me, do not get rapid refund. It's 120% interest plus a bunch of fees for a 3-month quick return on your money. Wait on your money. You can take that money and buy a better car with it. But I've been in the business forever. I started when I was 14 buying and selling 49 to 51 Fords. I've got a listener that called me and told me about a 49 Ford. I'm going to see about buying it. He's checking on it next week. So let me tell you about what I've experienced in this business over the years. This business has changed tremendously. Use the tools that you have today, the computer. We tell you to go to computer and check out your credit rating. Find out exactly what your score is. Then go to a finance company or go to Security Service, USAA, Randolph Brooks, Navy Federal Credit Union, any good credit union. Get the best rate. Find out what you qualify for so you'll know exactly what you qualify. Line up your loan and then go shop the internet. Shop for the car that'll fit your family. Don't buy by appearance. Don't buy pride. Don't buy by greed or keeping up with the Joneses. Buy what you can afford. There's two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford, and make sure you buy that right car for yourself and your family. Don't let pride get in the way, because I tell everybody that goes to work for me, pride will cost you money, and it will. Pride will cost you lots of money, your marriage, it'll cost relationships. Take pride out of your life. And I was an expert. I had a lot of pride in my life at one time. But the good Lord Jesus Christ took that away from me, and that's not the way I want to be. I want to help people, love people. I got news for you. I learned one thing in life. The more forgiveness you have in your life, the more love God will give you for other people. I love people that I used to hate. I couldn't stand to be around, but I love them today because of Jesus changed my life. But this is also the reason why I'm here today. I want to teach you. I want to give something back. I want you to know exactly what the market is, and this market changes completely. I've seen it jump up 5,000 on Prius. I've seen it drop 5,000 on Priuses, because people get too big a hurry. They run out, and they buy something that just because the gasoline went up a little bit. You're listening to Randy Adams and Arnie here on LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. That's KTSA 550 AM and FM 107.1. Listen to that clear. It sounds great on FM. So take our advice and get a chance. Go over there on FM. Listen to us, 107.1.
Give Randy a call. For you folks just tuning in, again, this is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA News Talk Radio. as well as FM 107.1. This show is about you. It's about helping you. It's about teaching you. It's about making sure you're getting the right price for your trade-in. It's about making sure the new car you go and buy is the right price so you're not getting your head ripped off. It's about being educated on the car you're buying. It might be a car question whether you should or shouldn't buy a car that's got X amount of miles. This might be something where you want to sell a car to your neighbor and you want to make sure your neighbor's getting the right deal. Your mom might have a car out back that's been sitting in her driveway that her husband used to drive and it just has sat for so long you think it does have any value. That's not the case for sure. Now, we've talked a lot here today, Randy, about different things you can do to help folks. And that, again, that's what this show is all about. But talk to us a little bit about, you know, we talk about cars and we talk about antique cars and we talk about RVs that you're able to give folks prices on and so forth. How about fleets? You know, there's a lot of folks out there that listen out in the oil fields. We get a lot of calls from folks in Corpus and out in the Eagle area. Tell us a little feedback you've got from those folks about some of their vehicles and how the show has helped them.
Well, they've called me, and I went down and I bought 26 trucks off of H&P down in Alice, Texas. I do a lot of business with, used to, with Tesoro, selling them units, and then Valero is a great company that I enjoy doing business with. I've done business with them for, I guess, close to 15 years, selling them units. You know, and Valero does care about it. I've talked to them and their vice presidents several times, and they love the show because it teaches people how to buy and sell properly, correctly, and biblically. Well, if you're saving your money, you know, you can spend $2,000 to $10,000 too much on a car. We had a man that called me the other day that went to a local dealership, new car dealership. He bought a used car and it had some problems. And he went back in and they said, we'll take it back and trade. And they said, we'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. And he signed papers real quick without looking. And that car had a problem. Well, he went back in with them and he said, you know, you told me this was a good car and it's not. So I had to, you know, I want to trade it back in. I need a good car because y'all keep telling me you're going to sell me a good car. They said, no problem. Here, we're going to put you in this one. He signed the papers real quick, got home. He owed $28,000 on a $14,000 car. He owed double, but he wasn't paying attention to the contract. Well, he called me. He said, I wished I would have listened to your show before I got in this trap. Oh, $28,000, what can I do? I said, there's nothing you can do. You signed the papers. You walked out of there. I wished you'd have looked at our website. I wished you would have learned exactly what the process is because we've had so many people tell me they've saved a lot of money with our process because, you know, the process is an easy process, just like I explained a while ago, but it's all on my website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. And if you've got a difficult situation or a difficult problem, give me a call at 830-625-7159. I'll give you a call back. It may take me a day or two, but we're getting a lot of opportunities, a lot of buys from people because they need to know exactly what to do on every purchase they make. Start thinking about it now. Don't wake up one day and decide you're going to buy a car that day. You need time. You need research in order to buy a car. You need to be prepared mentally and physically. Because this is a job that's going to cost you a bunch of money if you make a mistake. You make a little mistake, and it can cost you $5,000 or $10,000 on a vehicle that you'll begin to hate, and your wife will remind you, and every time you get in it, you'll remember it. And so we don't want you in that situation. We want you in the best transportation for what you can afford.
This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA. 550 and now heard on FM 107.1. We're going to cover the gamut on cars, trucks, antiques, race cars, all different things. So we just covered folks out there who have fleets. Now that, whether it be a fleet of two or whether it be a fleet of 50, if you're out there listening and you have a fleet of cars and you need to either sell a few cars, you're looking to, you know, find some new fleet cars, that's the number to call, 830-625-7159. Give Randy a call.
Arnie, I had a listener last week that had a cargo van, and we mentioned that I need cargo vans really bad. I need company units. I need some four-wheel drive extended cab stuff. And the listener called me, and we sent after it, and we bought it, and I've got it resold. I had a place to go with it. But we need all types of cargo vans. Any condition, good, the bad, or the ugly.
And maybe you don't hear us mention your particular situation when here on the air. that's okay. That doesn't mean that your particular situation or your car or your fleet or your wagon that you're driving isn't important to Randy. There's a lot of folks out there who think they're sitting on junk or they think they're sitting on something that doesn't have a lot of value. That's not always the case because of Randy's context. There's folks, hundreds of people call him every week looking for a certain vehicle, and that vehicle might be just the one you have.
And we've also had a lot of calls, people interested in parts and how much to fix their car. If they're broke, you know, should I invest this much money to fix this vehicle? Is it worth that? Should I spend $3,000 on it, or will it be worth four or five fixed? Or I had a gentleman call me, and he said, you know, I've got some damage on my car. It's about $600 to fix. I said, well, your car's worth $1,000 like it is, but it'd be worth $4,000 if you spend that $600. So he took my advice, called me back later, and he said, you're right. I fixed it, and I sold it right away, and I got $4,000 for it. And that's what you need to do to make that right decision. And it's pretty hard because every situation's different. But we'll help you make that decision, and we'll lead you and guide you. And I hope this show, if I'm not making a difference in your purchases, I'm not doing my job, because I want to do this job right, and I want to help you in making that right. I want a clear mind. I want you to have a clear mind. I want to teach you how to make the right decisions on these vehicles, because this is just transportation. This is all it is. And you got the money to throw off, buy whatever you can afford. A friend of mine just bought a $130,000 Mercedes. He said, yeah, I know that's a bad buy. I said, yeah, but Robert, you can afford it. It don't matter. You got the money. Buy what you can afford. And you wrote a check for it, so I guess evidently you can afford it. And then he said, well, sell me a throwaway car. I said, just to ride around. He said, I need something to put miles on, because if I put a bunch of miles on this Mercedes, I got a 100,000-mile Mercedes. What's it going to be worth? I said, 30 grand. He said, well, I'll lose 100 grand. He said, I want this car to last me, you know, several years. So I sold him an Impala to run around. He gets 32 miles to the gallon. He's comfortable. He's sort of a big guy. He said, the Impala's perfect. I'll put a bunch of miles on it, and I'll drive my high-dollar Mercedes whenever I want to impress somebody.
Yeah, that's great. And there, the stories. I call Randy the story man. I mean, there is a great story for every model, every make a car out there. I've spent a lot of time, a lot of hours with Randy. The station took a close look at Randy before getting him on the airwaves here, and we are honored that he's here to help you, our listener, in this situation. Like Randy says, there's no school to get educated on how to buy and sell cars. And this advice that Randy's giving each week, Sunday 3 to 4, Saturday mornings 5 to 5:30, and Saturday evenings 9 to 10, it doesn't cost a dime, but it can save you a lot of money.
Well, and, you know, relationships are for a lifetime, and this is what I want. I want a relationship with you for a lifetime. I want you to take what I'm teaching you and use it and teach others. I want you to teach your friends, your relatives, your children. You know, we don't get our children involved enough in making purchases. We need them involved in purchases, making decisions. They need to make decisions at an early age. Get them involved in what you're doing so they understand how to spend money. I think the biggest problem in young people today, they do not know how to manage money, and they don't know what to buy. I go to schools and teach children, don't bankrupt your parents. Get you just transportation. They're trying to, you know, be the big dog on the campus, but you don't have to be. You just need good transportation so it doesn't bankrupt your parents, so they can send you to college or you know, use that money for themselves in other ways. Because what happens, we tore cars up when we were growing up. The only problem is we started out with $50 cars. Kids nowadays start out with $20,000 cars and tear them up. But don't do that to your parents. And then also, we're working right now with the Cornerstone Church here in San Antonio about opening up a class on a Saturday morning where everybody can come in and listen to the class I have, and then we're going to have an hour or two of open questioning, whatever questions you have, because if you have a question, it probably pertains to a bunch of other people, so they'll learn, and it'll be a good learning experience. We're going to give you that date. We're hoping it comes up in the next couple of months. And I'll be glad to invite you out. Anytime I'm out speaking, I'll let you know what's going on.
And it won't be long, Randy, and we've talked about this previous in shows. You're not only going to help educate folks on all the car questions on the buying and selling aspect of it, there's going to come a time pretty soon down the road where you're going to help folks actually go out and actually do the entire buying process for them.
That's right. We're working on that process where we'll make the purchase for you for $399, which is a minor percent of what you spend, but you're not going to have to tie yourself up with the time and the heartache and the pain and the misery and all the calls from the dealerships calling you 40 times on buying a car. But we'll handle it for you, and you just walk in, sign the papers. We'll get you the best interest rate. We'll get you the best money on your car, help you out all the way through the purchase process. So we'd be glad to give you a hand there. And, you know, we've been out buying motorhomes. I mentioned, I think, the other day that Evergreen RV is the place I'd consign my motorhomes to because they're great people. They're more knowledgeable, actually, about motorhomes than I am. And they've got a great process where I was looking at a trailer the other day, and they took it by there, and they did their 40-point process of inspecting it. And good thing I didn't buy it. They saved me a lot of money for that $199, because if I'd have bought that unit, I would have spent a fortune trying to straighten it up to sell it. So I love everybody out there. You're listening to Randy Adams here on KTSA 550 AM and FM 107.1. Give us a call sometime at 830-625-7159. We love you, San Antonio. We're going to take a quick break right here.
And when we get back from that break, Randy, we're going to discuss listeners out there who own diesels. And you're going to hear a little bit more about that when we get back. But don't turn the dial, because it might make you a little bit of money.
Thank you. Hello, folks. Let me tell you about the one and only RV center that I do business with, and that's Evergreen RV there in New Brunswick. Their phone number is 830-625-5500. Right now, they have a special, a 46-point inspection on your trailer or your motorhome that's only $199. You shouldn't buy a trailer or motorhome without having it inspected. They're great local people. They're right there on I-35 there in New Brunswick on the north side. That's evergreenrv.com. I'll only use them. They're honest. I love the people. They've always treated me right. They've always been fair with me, and they will with you. Go by and see them there in New Brunswick. It's evergreenrv.com or 830-625-5500, evergreenrv.com. All your RV needs. They would love to sell your trailer or RV. That's where I take my consignments. That's Evergreen RV, 830-625-5500. Tell them Randy Adams sent you.
Right on, Randy. For all your RV needs, that's Evergreen RV, 830-625-5500.
Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Hello, San Antonio. This is Randy Adams of LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Thank you for listeners. We love you out there listening to us. We love your questions. We love the opportunity to visit with you. I thank you for calling 830-625-7159 or go to email address at learntobuyandsellcars.com. We've had a lot of calls to KTSA. We've had a lot of emails. We love the listeners. We love hearing from you. And I've got my buddy with me, old Arnie, today. He's helping me, teaching me. He's my mentor in the radio business. He's done a great job. Thank you, Arnie, for being here today.
You bet. Honored to be here, sitting in studio with Randy. Randy, before we went to break, I kind of threw out there for you folks out there driving, and it may be in your car, or maybe you're sitting at home kicking back, sipping some coffee or tea. I said this. I said, if you're out there listening and you own a diesel truck, what did I mean by that? This ought to be interesting for you to hear. Tell the folks out there why it would benefit them if they owned a diesel vehicle right now.
Well, you know, it depends on what you want to do and what you want to pull. There's a lot of people out there, just they buy them for status. They've got to look good with their diesel 4x4, and they never use it. It costs you a lot of money. It's a tremendous amount and extra new. I tell my friends, if I'm pulling less than 10,000 pounds, not to buy a diesel. The maintenance is higher. Fuel mileage is usually higher. They've got gas that are pulling and doing great today. But if you're pulling under 10,000 pounds, I would not buy a diesel because the maintenance is there. The resale value is a little better, but you never overcome the cost, initial cost of that diesel. So make your decision on what you're going to use it for and what you're going to do. I was over at Ford store the other day, and a man was buying a new diesel. And he had $50,000 down, and he still owed $22,000. He was going to make payments on $22,000. And the salesman looked at me and he said, Randy, that's what you need to buy you. I said, hey, man, I am going to buy it when it's $30,000. He laughed at me. He said, oh, when's that going to be? I said, a couple of years from now. Let him put 100,000 miles on it, and it'll be $30,000. Plus, I can tell this guy, he's wearing a suit. He's not going to pull anything. He's just going to ride around and try to look good.
Man, $70,000 for a new diesel, you know, that's like buying a house. That's crazy. And how that thing devalues the minute you get it off the lot. Half those guys never sat in a diesel in their lifetime. So there's one way you can save a little money if you're out there thinking about buying a diesel. So we saved you a little money if you are considering buying a diesel. Now, if you're already in a diesel, we might be able to make you a little money.
Well, we'll buy it. I'll ship it out or I'll sell it to somebody, but we'll make you an offer on it. But also, like I say, make that wise decision on what you're trying to buy, because it's a lot of money. And if you don't mind throwing your money off, yeah, there's some guys that, you know, they think, hey, I can write this truck off. It's in my company and I can write. Yes, you sure can. But guess what? If you're in the 30% or 40% bracket of income tax, it still costs you when you're losing $40,000, it's still costing you 40% of that $40,000, because that car, that $72,000 truck will be $30,000 pretty quick. And so $40,000 flies out the window real fast.
Man, before I started doing the show with you, about 20 weeks ago, Randy, I would see those big diesel trucks going around and they'd pull up next to me, next to the stoplight. And all I could think as a city boy, I would think two things. Boy, that guy's got a lot of money. B, that thing is loud. And C, that guy's got to own a ranch or a farm. And that's just not the case.
Well, when you put the big wheels and tires, the fuel mileage go down. And then there's a lot of those guys trying to get better fuel mileage. They'll pull off the DPF and the catalytic converter. And I'm going to tell you, they're about to squeeze down on that emissions on it. And when you try to replace that stuff, you're looking at $3,000 to $5,000 real quick. Yeah. Those guys, they're pretty impressive, but they can take you to the poorhouse in one of them big diesels, especially if something breaks on them. And also on these late model Ford and Dodges and Chevrolets, they've got a pickup pump that blows up on them. And when it does, it costs you $10,000 to repair everything if it's out of warranty. And lots of times it happens between 100 and 120,000 miles right out of the warranty. And you know, I bought a lot of them and we fixed a lot of them. And because it, you know, they get dirt cheap that way, and the guys can't afford to get them down. There was a backup on trying to get pumps for Chevrolet diesels when they blew up on that. So, you know, you might be without a truck for a while if you're in that situation.
So, if you own a 5.9 diesel, 7.3 diesel, you're tired of sticking diesel in it, maybe you're looking to get into something smaller, maybe something more affordable, maybe you don't need it any longer, give Randy a call. 830-625-7159, and let Randy make you an offer.
You know, and also I'll tell you what, Arnie, I need a 2003-2004 Lexus RX Lexus with nav and white, and I don't care if it's got 200,000 miles on it. We need these Lexuses.
White RX's, color.
White in color, tan inside, nav.
And nav, navigation.
With navigation, with under 300,000 miles. We don't care what the miles on them. We're shipping them overseas. I need them. So if you've got one out there and you're about to trade it, don't let the dealer steal it from you. Give us a call or go to learnandbuyandsellcars.com, and we'll make you an offer on that unit. I need them. I need them to ship, so don't give your unit away. It's worth a lot more money than you'd imagine.
Dealer probably won't give you the true value. Give Randy a call. It's of greater value to Randy than it is you selling it to the dealer or some guy down the block.
You need options in your life. Don't go to these big box stores and let them bid your car. I outbid a dealer in the big box store, a friend of mine there, by $3,000 on a Corvette, and I made money 15 minutes later. And he's called me back. He's now looking for another car. But he reminded me, he said, you know, how can you beat this big box store by $3,000? I said, I know where to sell it. And they're going to stick it in their auction. They have their own auction. But let me have that unit. Let me go make the money and go down. And he said, well, they just trying to pick $3,000 out of my pocket right there. And I said, yeah, they did, didn't they?
830-625-7159. Quick recap. You're driving a 5.9 diesel or a 7.3 diesel. Randy wants to hear from you. He'd love to buy your unit if you're looking to sell it. You own a 2003 or 2004 Lexus RX 330. White in color, beige on the interior. You want to make some good money on that car? Looking to sell it? Give Randy a call, 830-625-7159. This is Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA and now on FM 1071.
We're also in Corpus Christi. You get a chance to listen to us down there, KKTX 1360 AM, Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And you'll love Steve Sorensen. He's one of my mentors. Oh, he's a great guy. He's a funny guy. You'll love Steve. Listen to us on Sunday morning. We want to thank all you listeners down there in South Texas. We love you.
Let's move on to another type of car. It's a car, but it's called an antique. Randy, let's talk about antiques. We've talked about cars. We've talked about fleets. We've talked about diesels. We have talked about Lexuses. What do you think about antiques?
Well, we're buying them. I bought a Model A coupe. It's a neat little old car for somebody who just wants a toy. It's a steel body car. Just got called on a 28 Willys four-door sedan that we're looking at. Got called on a 67 Corvette convertible that we made an offer on. So, you know, we'll put a figure on just about anything. So you get an opportunity, if your wife's getting on you about selling their car or the car that's laying out in the garage or in the backyard, give us a call. We'll make you an offer on that car because we'll buy the good, the bad, and the ugly. Anything that you've got, we'll put you a figure on it. And right now, we're, like I say, we're buying campers and motor homes. So if you get any of those that you're not using, a lot of people think they got to have a motor home. One of my best friends bought a diesel pusher motor home, and he told me, he said, man, I'm going to travel the world. They traveled about 30 days, and after that, he said, where can I sell it? And I said, you remember when I told you, I said, you're going to get tired of it, and you're going to take a pretty good hit? Cost him about 20 grand to get rid of it. He had it for 30 days. Well, he had it about 6 months, but he only used it for 30 days. Make a wise decision. Make sure that you're buying something that you are going to use and that will work in your lifestyle.
Yeah, that's why, Randy, you promote Evergreen RV, great people, and they put you in units and give you a direction and a vision that suits your lifestyle and your need.
And they're needing consignments right now. They're great people. Give them a call. Their phone number is 830-625-5500. That's 5500. Give them a call. They're great people. They're looking for consignments. They've treated me right. I've been doing business with them. I looked it up over 6 years. We've never had a problem. That's a great relationship, never have a problem over 6 years. But give them a call. That's 830-625-5500 or evergreenrv.com. They've got also that new system where they can check out. If you're going to buy a motorhome or a camper and you need it checked out thoroughly, let me tell you, I've had them check one out for me that saved me a lot of money. Go by there, and for $199, they'll check that unit out from front to back, and they'll let you know exactly where the problem is. In fact, I was there, and I ended up buying a unit that needs a lot of work, but I've got a gentleman that buys those kind of units, and the man brought it in there, and he had a lot of problems with this motorhome, and he didn't want to fool with it. So they told me what was all wrong with it. I called a buddy of mine, and I told him what all was wrong with it, and he bought the unit. He's buying it from me through them. They're great people. They're honest people. They've really done the right thing with me every time I've dealt with them. So you get a chance. They're on I-35 on north side of New Bronzeville, and they're easy on and easy off. They're easy to get to, and they're great people to work with. So if you need a camper, you need a motor home, or if you're buying one, make sure they look at it for you so you don't buy something and you spend about $10,000 trying to fix all the problems on it like I was about to do, and they saved me that money. I do business with George West over there a lot. He's a great guy. You get a chance, go see old George. He's a good guy. I've known him for about 20 years, and I've never had a problem with him. So get that opportunity. Check with Evergreen RV, New Bronzeville, Texas. You'll love them. Go to their website or go give them a call.
That's peace of mind. That's evergreenrv.com. Great folks. Mr. Eats, he's a good, he's a great, great, great guy and a listener of the show, and we appreciate them. We appreciate all our sponsors. We've got quite a few calls, off the air that are looking to become sponsors of the show, who are looking to do a little advertising with us. That certainly is a possibility. And we are looking for folks who would like to be a part of our family. You can call Randy at 830-625-7159. He will direct you to a phone number that can help you be a part of the show, or we can help drive folks to your business, and we can all become one family together.
You know, and we put out the word last week that we were looking for antique motorcycles, any kind, any year. I mean, the 1900s, all the way through. But in fact, I had a guy call me on a Honda, old Honda Dream. But we'll buy Harleys or Indians or any. You know, there was over 400 manufacturers of American motorcycles at one time, and we're down to one. So I guess the other ones didn't make it, but we still got interest in those motorcycles. If you've got pieces of one, I was trying to buy several years ago. A friend of mine had a 1919 Harley in pieces in a wood box, and it was so neat and so much fun, and he still owns it. He does not want to sell it. But I keep telling him he needs to sell it to me. I remind him on his birthday anyway. But so we'll buy anything. Give us a call and make sure you go to learntobuyandsellcars.com and look at our process, how to buy a car, so you can teach your relatives and make sure you teach your kids how to buy a unit. It's your money, your hard-earned money. And let me tell you, you go to these dealerships and they're after every dime that you got. They'll ask you how much, if they won't price a car to you, these boots are made for walking. Get up and walk out. Do not buy from them. You got to know the price. Don't walk in a dealership that won't give you a price. Walk out. And we're in the middle of buy here, pay here. Hey, you folks, don't be ashamed of your credit. If it's weak, your credit can be that way for a number of things. Be proud that you've got a down payment and you can make a payment and work all the dealers. Shop price, shop all dealers. There's dealers in buy here, pay here. They'll charge you $10,000 too much. Don't do that. You're a valuable customer. You got down payment and a payment. They got a GPS they're going to put on. They can pick it up really quick right now. So be aware of that. Make sure you buy something you can afford, because they can follow you around town. Know that if you stop somewhere, they can go over there and repo that car. So don't do it. Don't waste your time and money. Make sure you can afford what you're buying. Buy a good car. Shop those dealers. Hey, don't go to the first dealer and be ready to buy, because I got news for you. There's 1,000 dealers in this town that'll sell you a car with bad credit. And some new car dealers, I just had heard a report where new car dealers right now are selling 30% to subprime, meaning bad credit people. So even new car dealers are getting into the act of selling people with bad credit. You're a valuable customer to them, but don't let them spin you. Don't let them foursquare you. Don't let them take advantage of you. Be prepared. Make the right decisions on buying a car. Follow our process so it'll save you a lot of money. You can spend that money on the next purchase. Hey, and the best kind of car is a paid-for kind of car. When it's paid for, make payments to yourself, put it in the bank, leave it in the bank. That way, after 2 years, you'll have enough money maybe to buy you, with your trade, a cash car. And you know, payments again, and make payments to yourself again.
830-625-7159. My name is Arnie, sitting in with your host, Mr. Randy Adams of Learn to Buy and Sell Cars here on KTSA, and now on FM 1071. Check that dial out on the FM. If you're a longtime AM person, you definitely need to get the rust off of your button. Give it a push. Try it. FM does work, and you're going to hear this show in incredible clarity. We've talked a lot about a lot of great things, everything from fleets to diesels to antiques. To show you just how diverse this is, talk briefly, Randy. We had a couple great calls last week and some folks you were helping. One was trying to sell, I believe it was a Spider, a three-wheel motorcycle, and you had somebody else also call you on a Tesla.
That's right. We've been trying to buy a Tesla, and there's a lot of different options on one of them, and one of them's a big battery, and the other one's a Power Plus package. But something unique, I saw some Tesla mechanics, and they're not allowed to talk to me about Teslas in Texas, because Texas is not licensed to sell them. Now, how in the world can you find any information when even the mechanics can't talk about them? That was kind of unique to me. They told me, we're not allowed to answer any questions. I said, what? I mean, I just got a few little questions about the car, because I'm not familiar with them. I've never owned one. I was trying to buy one and resell one. I was just trying to find some information. And this one young man was wanting to talk to me, and the other older gentleman said, hey, we're not allowed to talk nothing about these cars. They're not licensed in Texas, so we can't talk about them. What kind of deal is that?
That sounds a bunch of hooey. That's ridiculous. Hey, keep it quiet. We're talking about a Tesla. Yeah. Oh, not in Texas.
Yeah,
keep your mouth shut, son. Not in Texas.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But that's crazy.
Maybe they don't want them in Texas. I don't know.
You should have told them you're the sheriff.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
what
ridiculous.
San Antonio Auction calls me. because I'm a straight shooter and I won't let nobody steal anything on the Friday sale.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, what about this young lady who is looking? Let's maybe we can help her. She's a good friend of the show and she's a great friend of the radio station. What is it that she's looking to sell?
I don't remember.
Was it the motorcycle, the three wheeler?
Oh, the three wheeler Spider. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's real low miles, that market softened up real quick. It was a pretty good market for a while. They got it. I think they put 600 or 800 miles on it, and now they're wanting to sell it. And there's quite a few of them on the market, but a lot of people jump on them, and they're pretty cool, and you get excited, and adrenaline flows. How many times you made a bad decision there? You making a bad decision because of one time, you know, just like people getting a convertible. First time they drop the top, man, they run around. After they've got it down about 3 or 4 times, then in the summertime, they're hot in there, and they get to where they never put the top down. They wish they never bought a convertible. Make that right decision. Make sure that you're going to use it before you spend a lot of money. And those Spiders are 17,000, 18,000 new, and right now the market's 8 or 9 grand used. And that's low miles because there's so many of them out there. You know, it gets back to supply and demand. What's hot and not? Right now, there's not enough cargo vans. We're searching for them, and the prices have gone up. Another hot little units, Rangers. I can't believe how high Rangers have gone. But they're not building them anymore. They're hard to get, and all the people that used to have them are wearing theirs out, and it's time to get them.
You're talking about those little Ford Rangers?
Little Ford
Most
Rangers.
Most of them you see running around are red or white. That's what you're talking about, little
That's
Ford
what
Rangers.
I'm talking about, and they're bringing a tremendous amount of money at the auctions. You will not believe it. I sold 7 to 1 man that has a company, and then I sold him 2 more, and they're hard to get, and he beat me up, and it was a tough deal, but I'm glad he got them. But now I can't replace them for what I sold them him for. Because it's gone up. Just to give you one quick example, in San Antonio auction this week, they had 11 with 31,000 miles, and normally we could buy that unit for 10,5, 11. It brought 13,3. How can it go up 2,500 in a short amount of time? Supply and demand. Make sure that if you need a unit, keep your eyes open. Make sure that you know what you're doing. Watch the market. Study the market. That's what we're trying to do for you, to know exactly what your car's worth, because you can go to learntobuyandsellcars.com, follow an easy description of your car, and we'll tell you what your car's worth. We'll either buy it, or you can sell it to somebody else, or trade it into a new car dealer. I'm hoping you sell it to me, but that's all right.
830-625-7159 is how to get a hold of Randy off the air. You can catch Randy's show every Sunday live from 3 to 4. Call in with your questions, comments. Maybe you're looking to buy a car, sell a car, have a car you want to sell to a friend, want to know the price. You might have an RV. Maybe it's a boat. Regardless, if it's got a motor and it runs or it moves, we'd love to hear about it. You can, again, get a hold of Randy at learntobuyandsellcars.com, or, again, give Randy a call at 830-625-7159.
You know, Arnie, one of the questions I'm getting a lot of calls about is they were looking at a car that has a bad Carfax. Well, the car still has value, you know, and if we take all the cars off the market that's had an accident report, we're going to take 60% of them off. Most of them are not hurt. You just can't give the full amount. So we're telling them exactly what to give on these cars, you know, how much to deduct, what to look for. And, you know, you've got a high-dollar car, you're going to knock a lot off. But that car is not totaled. That car is still valuable. That car still runs and drives good. We buy a lot of wrecks. I buy a lot of 12 and 13 Lexuses and Lincolns and Cadillacs that are wrecked. Those people don't want to wait on their getting the car fixed. They don't want to gamble on how it's going to turn out. They want to get rid of the insurance company, the diminished value right away, and how hard it is to trade one of those cars with a bad Carfax. If you drive the car a year or two and you pull it into a dealership, they see the paintwork, they see the bad Carfax, they'll tell you lots of times, oh, that car's not worth nothing. Don't listen to them. It is worth something. There's still buyers out there. There's still ways of selling it. It is worth something. Don't take their advice. Yes, it's not worth the full amount, but it's not worth half. And that's what a lot of them will tell you. Oh, I don't want that car. I can't sell that car. Well, somebody's got to sell it. It's worth something. And it's so lots of times it's not your fault. It was in an accident. So give us a buzz, 830-625-7159. We'll try to help you out. We'll make an offer on the car. If nobody else wants to take the car with a bad Carfax, give us that option. Make sure. And the big box stores, they beat you up real bad about it, a bad Carfax, but some of their cars have bad Carfaxes. It's real easy to beat you up on one that you have that's got a bad Carfax, but if I own it, it's still a great car. Well, that's one way. That's not the way to treat people.
All depends whose lot and who's holding the keys, right, Randy?
Yeah, or who's pitching and catching, you know.
Yep. We've highlighted some cards here today, and we're going to cover those again very quickly right now. If you're driving a 5.9 diesel, a 7.3 diesel, Randy is very interested in purchasing those vehicles. Also, the Lexus, it was a 2003, 2004 white Lexus. Isn't that right, Randy?
RX. We need RXs. And if you have an LX, 460, 470, I need some of them to ship. So just in case you got the right Lexus, give us a call. High miles, bad Carfax, whatever. If you've got a wrecked late model car, give us a buzz, because you may would rather trade it than wait on it getting it fixed, or bad Carfax, get rid of the insurance company right away, make them pay it off instead of trying to fight diminished value later on down the road. Give us a call on any wrecks. Bought a Cadillac Escalade, a 13, that'd been hit all down the right side the other day. Resold it, sent it out of state. The people were thrilled because they didn't want to wait on it. They didn't want to fix it. They didn't want to drive a car with a bad Carfax. So they got them a new one, and they went right down the road.
Boy, if you have that kind of disposable income where you get in a wreck and you're able just to purchase another car, life's pretty good.
Well, they take the insurance money, they take my offer, and they get diminished value, and they're really not losing any money. But they're not taking a chance when they get ready to trade it. They're not driving a car that's been in an accident, which really doesn't hurt it, but it's just that frame of mind. I was in that car and I got hit in it, you know, because that car can be fixed and fixed right. So, yes, but there's lots of times they don't lose any money. They get enough money on the insurance company. They get enough money with my offer, and they put the diminished value with it, and then they get them a new one.
This show is about peace of mind. This show is about you. This show is about helping you make a good buying decision. This show is about making sure you know how much your vehicle is worth before taking it to the dealer and trading it in. And this show is also about the possibility of you not taking it to the dealer and giving Randy a call at 830-625-7159 and letting Randy make an offer on that car. I mean, not only will it give you peace of mind should you decide to trade it into the dealership, who wants to go through all the hassle of taking it to the dealership and going through the runaround and the pricing wars? Nobody has time for that. It gives you anxiety. It has no value. Get an honest, true, fair quote by giving Randy a call.
You know, these guys are trained assassins. They'll beat you up on your trade-in. They'll beat you up on purchasing another unit. They go to school. They read books. They have classes. They have sales managers that stay on top of them, tell them what to say, what to do. They have meetings every morning and sometimes twice a day going over the deals. Why didn't you sell that guy? What were you supposed to say? You know, they're trained. You're not trained, but we want to train you. We want you to get prepared. We want to have you ready to be in control of your purchases every time you purchase a car. How many times you made a mistake or let a salesman talk you into something that you regret and you hated it, and you're making that payment and you hate it, or you get in it and you drive it and you hate it, you know that you've paid too much money, then you look at the balance book and you still owe too much money. Will I ever get this thing paid for? And then you get upset with it, and you take it to another trained dealer. And what does he do? He tells you, oh, we're going to pay your car off. I've had a lot of people think that their car is paid off, that they don't owe that money. And then they roll it back in on the backside, and they owe $30,000 on a brand-new $25,000 car. And that's at full window sticker. So really, when they drive off the showroom floor, car's worth $18,000, $19,000. Now they're, you know, 12,000, 15,000 upside down. Do you want to be in that position? We don't want you in that position. I want to teach you. Go to learnandbuyandsellcars.com. I'm hoping to put some classes together, where to look at a car, how to look at a car, how to look at a paintwork, what you should look at, antique cars and late models. We're buying a camera. We're going to get you in some classes. We want to teach you to be a pro when you walk up and look at a car, a used car, and how to look at a new car. What you want to buy, what works for you and your family.
Randy may be, and we'll talk about this off air, but I'm going to talk about it on air and give you an idea. Maybe puts a little something in the listener's ear. Maybe we'll pick a date sometime down the road here very soon where listeners can start getting on a waiting list to get their name down on that waiting list so you could help them buy a car for $399 and save them all the hassle.
We're hoping to have that in process completely on hand on our website in the next probably 2 to 3 weeks. We want to talk about everybody. Do your actions measure up to your attitudes? Or what are your intentions when you're buying a car? We need you to take care of what your intentions are and what your attitude's about. And it's just like Proverbs 13:10, pride only breeds quarrels, but wisdom is found in those who take advice. We want you to take advice because I've got the experience and I want to teach you.
Learn to buy and sell cars here on KTSA and 107.1. Tune in to Randy next week live from 3 to 4, Saturday morning 5 to 5:30, and Saturday nights from 9 to 10. Get a hold of Randy right now or this weekend or anytime at 830-625-7159.
Thank you, San Antonio and South Texas, for listening to. And we love you, listeners. We want to help you any way that we can. If you have anything at all, give us a call. I'll try my best to call you back as soon as possible. We want to work with you. We love you. Thank you, San Antonio. Have a good one. Come back when you can stay longer.